Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're listening to us from. This is Our Perspective in studio today. Jungle Surreal,
yes,
all
sir.
The way from
yes, sir.
Yeah, yo, yes, sir. Wasted Nyao Stadium. Baba Mandevu Manuele Manyoya. The man himself, Apostle Joseph Omondi, the only apostle in East and Central Africa.
I'm humble. I'm
that
humble.
Thing will stick.
Thank you, thank you. Far too kind, far too kind.
And the dust representation all the way from Juja. Give it up for Sifa Simba.
Put up, put up, put up, put up, put up, put up.
And so between Juja and Kitengela, ni wapi kuna didi?
The
comparison. Difference is the color. To Juja for the brown, deep brown.
And then we have
Kitengela
white.
Kitengela white.
That is white. It's just dust.
Kwaji. I saw meth on Saturday. Methanol. On Saturday. Manze, ilis kuna wita methanol alinini.
And the catch.
But ika video smile. Hey, manze, akona nywele, akona afro ingine kubwa. Nafu yote iko white.
Javumbi.
Yeah, javumbi. Anangangana kupanguza, nini nini, lakini iko too white.
Mm. Kitengela is not happening.
Hey, Kitengela is on another level.
But I'm good, I'm excited. I think we're doing great things out here. Mm-hmm. Kitengela was amazing on Saturday. Mm. And it keeps on getting better and better and better and better.
Keeps on getting better, better, better.
Guys,
better,
if you've
better,
not better, attended our victory services, you're missing out. FOMO should have hit you by now. So just make sure that this
Four
Saturday
more.
On the 20
FOMO ama
yeah.
FOMO ne zigine ama
FOMO the fear of missing out. So on the 23rd we're having victory service, our second year anniversary, and we are celebrating an awakening. So I'm hoping that you'll be there. Yo,
hey Apostle.
Yes.
Kwaje vipi?
Niko salama sana. I'm blessed. I'm looking forward. Mm. Mbona mnanicheka? Interesting. Nimekuwa salama sana, man. I'm looking forward. It's 2 years now of victory service up and going.
And marriage?
Marriage is awesome, man. Marriage is awesome. But that means that marriage, I'm 3 years. Eh?
Yeah.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. But we've been good. Victory service 2 years now. Kitengela was awesome last week. This week I'm looking forward this Saturday, the 23rd at YMCA.
YMCA?
Yeah, yeah. Along University Way.
Hello, Tao.
Apo Tao. And I look forward. And I'm just meditating on God's goodness. Mm-hmm. Like looking back at when we were just talking and saying, hey manze, one day we should be able to do this, we should come together and do this, and let's pray about it. I remember Ibe told me this some time back. You remember?
Yeah.
When we were doing School of Supernatural in town. When we were doing the School of Supernatural in town. And at that time I think it was just prayer, it was just let's talk about it, let's see if we can do it. And then God just opened the door for us, and here we are.
Yep.
And I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I look forward to a lot.
To so maybe if you can just tell us, tulianzianga wapi?
Manze, we I remember we started with one fellowship in my house. It was a lunch. It was a lunch. You remember that lunch?
I don't remember.
Ilikuwa na kukupoa sana. You cannot have forgotten.
Lunch. We had lunch.
My wife make some really nice chicken.
We had lunch.
You can't remember?
No, in
the day you in Sokimau when you thought the Lord had spoken to you over a certain lady over my life.
Oh, yes. Story to Irudia. He prophesied to you. He came with the word.
He can make to me na feel kama chani kuweke through pass.
Sitaki kuulizani nani.
Baba ulichelewa.
Onea.
Nilichelewa.
Nilichelewa.
Ingeweza. So we had it, and I don't know, I think it was like a vision casting, but one of the things that happened, and I thank God for that moment, is that God brought our hearts and our minds together.
Yep.
And that's where we started, and then we went to Anniversary Tower. So our first meeting was at Anniversary Towers. This is almost 3 days after our meeting.
After our
in
first
my house.
Meeting, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. You can imagine. And it happened, and just God came through, and the second one, and
used
the third
to meet
one.
In a bakery.
We used to meet in a bakery.
You used to place ilikuwa bakery.
Ilikuwa manze, it's a very small place. And then when it rains, inanyesha mpaka ndani. Unakumbuka? We have to run after our cables. It was so weird. Because it's inside a... Yani, if you know Anniversary Towers, it was inside Anniversary Towers on the ground floor. Yet we used to get rained on the ground floor, you can imagine. Then we moved to Lyco Regency. And one of the most things that I was sharing with someone yesterday, someone had called me, and I was telling them, they're a man of God, and I was telling them that it's funny because as Victory Service, as our experience, okay, everywhere we went and we found Muslims, we had favor.
It's true.
like at Lyco, our landlady, okay, the person who was in charge of us and the person, and when I walked in, I felt Manzeles went book through her, though there was another lady in that seat. But the previous day, I remember we had gone to check up the place. I was with Sifa. I think we were together.
Yeah.
And that lady came to show us the around. She was a believer. And she had such a bad attitude. Like she... Hey, like it was like tunamsumbua every time, tunafanya nini, tunadu nini.
This guy don't have money.
They don't have money. Who are they? They just want to check.
Labda aliangalia viatu zetu ziko na vumbi.
Ziko na vumbi. You can imagine.
Mkometo wa Kitengela ni?
No, tulikuwa tumetembea tu mpaka huko lakini tulikuwa na imani. But when we found this Muslim lady, she even used to give us an extra room for free.
Imagine.
Can you imagine? Then we moved, then she, what happened to her?
She got pregnant and she took a leave.
During that time. The other lady make sure she maxed him. She mark. There's a time we paid almost double.
She maximized.
Yeah, it's you know, also speak. Okay, let me. I'm humble. Let me not brag. I also speak Hebrew, Greek, Nini. You know,
So, out the way now.
But during that time, Manze, the lady made sure that we left. Like literally, like there was a day. She almost double charged us, and because we had advertised the meeting and people were coming to that place and it was already late on that material morning is when she decided to hike the price up for us. And this was in thousands, and it was not increased in 100. You understand? So it was just something else. And so she made sure that we were pushed out of that place, and then we left. I remember that time I was feeling a bit bitter, man. I was like, no, this cannot happen. I will pray and sabotage this person. And I remember, was it you or someone? It was Sifa who just kept on telling me, manze wachana tunaye, wacha tu to move on. And so we went to KICC, and in KICC we found a Muslim lady. Husna.
Nazma.
Nazma.
At Husna.
Husna, yeah.
Nazma. Shout out Nazma.
who's Husna
as well.
Huh? I don't know who's Husna.
The one from Lyco was?
I can't remember her name.
So we found Nazma. And Nazma was so good to us. In fact, she would be telling us, you guys, get the bigger hall, 300,000, you know? Just get it. People will come. Don't worry.
Yeah, now she's now working at Nini Nairobi Hospital.
Hey.
She's doing the event, Suko.
Nairobi Hospital have events?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have a auditorium.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we should go visit her one of these days. With flowers, eh? But she was really kind to us.
Labda tuna need to end to have service Nairobi Hospital.
Until wakati alitoka. Nairobi Hospital.
Mazeni hospitali.
Niaza bamba.
Tutatafuta watu walisoma hospitali.
Basi ni wapente.
Revokata.
Watu wanatoka huko itakuwa shida kidogo.
But that has been our case. And the other time, even to Nini, though I don't want to go back to that place, Story Alina Sky Kai. Okay? Do you know, in my time of doing high school ministry and just ministry, the people that have been warfare towards our ministry and myself, the people that I'd say have persecuted me are actually Catholics?
Paul.
I know.
A moment of silence.
That's nimesema tu yani imetoka tu. But those are the people that have been. Yani ile literally the people wenye tumevrugana nao ama kunini nao have been those guys. They've not been Muslims. They've not even been cultists, watu wa cult na nini nini. Like haijakuwa hata watu walevi ama watu wa hiyo side nyingine. But I've just been people who are close yet they are far off. sininyamaze for the next 2 minutes.
They don't see the vision.
Sifa, experience yako imekuwaje 2 years bana? 2 years. Eh, unaona umemendevu kidogo.
Na some other thing.
Oh my god. It's been amazing. One of the things that has caught my eye is the experience of doing ministry without the glam. Doing ministry without the glam, and that has been really, really interesting for us, because we've had a roller coaster. Like, we started at a place where it wasn't glamorous, but it was happening, and then God happened, and we moved to Laiko, and manze, the photos were amazing. Unajua zile photos zenye ukimwaga tu hivi social media, it looks like you guys have been
the
there.
Yeah, like the place.
Also, oops. and then God happened, and then we moved to KICC, and KICC was also amazing. It was big, it was huge, and then God happened, and we moved to IMCA, and then that's where now ministry became ministry. But I really felt like the best times we had, the best times in terms of the quality of the word, the quality of worship, the quality of time, has been where people stuck, where people realized, you know what, I'm here for this and this and this and this, and that is where it has really happened. So of course, with all these changes, we've experienced a lot of new people and old people, and new people and old people, you know. But one thing has remained, that the people who have been planted have stayed, and that's an important thing for me. One of the other things is that I think we have really grown in the space of prayer and in the space of sensitivity. The space of sensitivity and knowing exactly what we are doing, and just structuring, like there's been a restructure and a structure in the mind and in the things that are happening, to know exactly what we have been called for and what we need to do. And yeah, so we've really grown in the word, in terms of the receptivity of the word, and now I feel like we have a people where you can teach for 6 hours and you still feel like there's more intake, there's more space to download the word of God in them and for them to capture. And that's interesting, and that's the interesting bit for me. I know more is yet to come, and yeah, if you've not been there for 2 years, there's still space for you.
Karibu. Brother Ebenezer appointed for this generation.
Yeah, I know how it feels to have a 2-year-old now. Because at the beginning then you have the long nights where we used I'd call Laiko, not like anniversary tower, those long nights, you know, we were not really sure when we're going to pay for the hall or how we're going to pay for the hall. Then there's that time when guys come in with gifts for the child, and there's so much, there's more than you even need, and it's always a surprise. And then you have so many guests and visitors, and you're happy about the experience. And that was Laiko in the first days. Then you go to KICC, then you have those people who've heard of Victory Service and are only coming because they feel like there's a word of knowledge for them, and they want to be prophesied to. Then they come and they realize that
we are a word-driven church.
Yes, we are a word-driven gathering, you know. Then now they disappear, and then now you find those people who are really committed and are driven by the vision that we have, and that is where we are. So it has been an amazing journey, and I feel that more is to come. It's it's good when you discover and you find those people who are able to stand with you through
thick and thin.
Thick and thin. I think God, that's exactly how God intends you to find out, because once we started experiencing some challenges with the venue, and we went to all the way to what's this place, Arboretum, and at Arboretum we had an amazing service that day.
By the way, we did go to Arboretum.
Yeah, that service
was cold.
It was cold.
It was so cold. Wow.
It was cold. We were in some form of a tent. And
I actually didn't like that service.
You didn't attend the service. You went to the barber.
Yeah, but I was there. I was there.
Yeah, I know. And then you did the setup, then you left and came back.
Why didn't you like the
service? Afisa didn't like the service because he felt like He felt disappointed. Mm-hmm. There's some part of him that was so disappointed. Was like, first was like, hey, guys are not going to come. I remember even told him, today we will know those guys who really love Victory Service over here. And we still had a decent turnout, especially because of the distance. But it was good. It was a different experience. So at least now we know we can do church day out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then now we've gone through all those cycles, and now we are here, and we start another year. Mm. And you know, most of the time, like when you look at online and you hear, you see like a ministry, let me use Hallelujah Ministry because it's been trending, it had been trending. Like you look at Hallelujah Ministry and you only realized about Pastor. Most people knew about him just like a year ago when they started seeing the miracles and those things. But then when you realize those guys have been there for 17 years, so it's been work. 17. This Nani was their 17th anniversary.
Oh.
So they've been there for 17 years. So it's been work. It's been work. So it's good that we have a ministry that is willing to go through the process and go through the work, and amazing things are yet to come.
Apostle, maybe if you can just share with us the vision of Victory Service and what you have in your heart, so that those people who are listening can have a broader picture of not just YMCA but what's in your heart as the man of God set for this generation.
Sawa. Na siku hizi naona kama my impromptu zinakuanga zangu siku hizi. Zinakuanga ra.
Kama nini?
Kesha.
Ulikuwa like, and then ukachukua 30 seconds to...
Kuload.
Kuload and go like, alipewa tu mic. Like, Mr. T aliongea, kaongea, kapicha, alafu kakuja kamwambia, umosh. Alafu akasimama. So amesimama na psych, alafu akarealize. Oh, by the way.
Nikarudisha kwanza notebook yangu.
Mali ameniachia sikuwa nimefikiria kama ataniachia hapa.
One of the things that you know, the Bible says that in the last day there will be a hunger not of food but of the word of God. That there will be many people who would be angry to hear the word of God but hawatapata hiyo place. Imagine there are people who wako na so much word of God but hawana demonstration. Mm-hmm. Alafu kuna watu wako na demonstration hawana hiyo word ya God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So imagine being able to be at a place where there's the word of God but also it's being manifested. It's you're being taught how to manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
You are also seeing the demonstration of the word that you're being taught.
Mm-hmm.
So that every word that you hear or that you're learning from God is like a block upon a block upon a block. You can look back and say, this is how far you've been.
Yep.
This is how far you've been built, for lack of a better word. But the vision of Victory Service is to equip believers to manifest the fullness of God.
Mm.
And when we do that, I wrote a message today, and in the message, I was writing something, and I was saying that we have answered a clarion call to spark fire, the fire of revival, of an awakening in this generation,
mm-hmm.
to stand in the gap for this generation, okay? But also to be able to create a people who represent God fully. in his fullness. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that you can represent God fully, actually the only way, is if you manifest the fullness of God. Because that's the only way there will not be misrepresentation of who Jesus is.
Amen.
So I don't know if that captures the vision or the mission for this setup, especially. But it's just for people out there to know that when we come together, when we gather, we have Victory Service Kitengela now, we are coming to Kisumu, we are going to Dubai, we are going to Sijui where. We want to create places around the world where men can come and hear the word and serve God,
mm-hmm.
but also fulfill their call. So we are kind of like Nako Matile, you need it, we've got it. Like we are having a vision. Our vision is to have a vision where every vision can be achieved.
Mm-hmm.
And like you don't have to stop your vision. Ukuje waka kwa vision yetu. You understand?
Yep.
And that's what we mean by even manifesting the fullness of God. That you are able to become everything that God has intended for you to become.
Mm.
You are able to serve God. You are able to reach out. You are able to see God. You are able to manifest Him. You are able to represent His glory.
Mm-hmm.
So, you come in and make
Amen.
Sense.
Mm. You know, makes so much sense.
Mm.
Hey, Sifa.
Distractions. And so, I always say that we don't need any more churches. We just need authentic communities.
Mm-hmm.
Just living the authentic life of Christ. We believe in the revival. We believe we are in the middle of a revival. It has started already. And we believe that our generation will be saved.
Amen.
We believe, as the Bible says, and the government was upon his shoulders, we believe that we are taking all the mountains, the spheres of influence, because we have been brought here to have dominion.
Mm-hmm.
To have dominion, to have dominion, to have dominion. Before Jesus comes, we must have dominion.
Yep.
We must win souls.
Yep.
It's the clarion call.
Yep. I think maybe some guys will be confused because it seems like today's direction has gone towards Victory Service. But we were having a discussion earlier, and it was the place of forgiveness.
Mm.
And I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Mosh, you can share that story.
Ah.
Then it will be easy for us to.
Ah.
To discuss it.
Okay, so story.
Story time.
Story.
Story come.
So this is not really, it's when I saw it, I was, you know those kind of things that you see and they take you through roller coaster of emotions?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So there was this story on news of this father who had a family and a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were not agreeing. And so they decided they were going to part ways. But now during that process, the wife was insisting that the man should sell his land.
Mm-hmm.
So sell the land so that they can share and split the money.
Mm-hmm.
So the man went ahead. He did not want to sell the land, but he was persuaded by the wife, went ahead, sold the land. It was 150, what? It was 150,000, I think.
What? Where?
The land.
Sorry, I'm distracted.
No,
he's recapping on the story you guys were having, the story about the story.
The prodigal son.
Your story. You didn't get in a son called the prodigal son.
150K, so they're supposed to split.
Oh.
Half.
Ah, partner. Yeah. So now they split. Yeah. So now they split it half and half, and the wife went.
Mm-hmm.
So the wife went somewhere, I think to Nairobi or something. Mm-hmm. And after the wife went, started working at a pub, and that was it. But then now the man was left with the children. So after, at some point, you know, the children will come to see their mom, but then come back to with their dad.
Mm-hmm.
So one of these days, she was the last born, right? The mother convinced the last born that you need to go and say that your father raped you.
Okay.
So that we can just put him away.
Sure.
And that was it. So the lady, they were taken to the police station, and she says that she was left outside. It's the mom who would go inside with another auntie or friend, and they would go inside there, and she would just be brought for papers, da da da, and it was just all that process, and they took the man, and the man was taken to court. And the man, he says that he kept on insisting to the judge, take a DNA test. Let's take a DNA. Yeah, we'll even pay it. Because they told how much.
A DNA for what?
A DNA test.
Why?
Because it was a rape allegation. So they must have gone with a sample.
Yeah.
Oh.
You get. Okay. So now he was insisting. As evidence. Okay. So now he was insisting, please take a test. Mm. But then the judge was like, do you know how much a DNA test is? Mm-hmm. And he asked the judge, how much is it? And the judge said 60,000. He said, I will pay it. I have the money. Mm. And the judge was like, no, where the case is right now, we cannot go back and do that.
What?
So it's like literally they were just being, as in this was something to take him down. Mm. From the cops, the OCS, everyone else. That's so bad. And so the entire time, even when the lady testifies, the daughter testified, she could not look at the father in the eye. But anyway, he was given, it was life imprisonment, and that was it. So now, a few years later, Citizen TV is doing a feature in the prison, mm-hmm. and they meet with him, and they do a feature on him, and then they decide to look for that girl. And so they call the girl, and the girl shows up in prison, and now he is the girl in front of the father. And she confesses. She says, you know, in fact, I have struggled from that time after we framed you. It's like everyone left. So I have just been alone. I live like I don't have parents. And, the mom got remarried and left. And so she's alone. And now she's confessing to this man that this is true. It is true that we did. Of course, the man knows that it is true. But now she has come out. Mm-hmm. So now they can open the case again.
So is the case being reopened?
The case is being reopened.
But now? I'm really looking for... Because not many people go through this experience. Mm. Let me open my heart. Now...
I think we should have a soundtrack.
No.
Yeah, kufungua roho every time. Like every time there's a ventation.
Because when you've said about this rape thing, mm-hmm. it's taken me to because last week we avoided this conversation because we avoided this conversation. The Michael Jackson story.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys have come out now,
mm-hmm.
and they've said Michael Jackson
mm-hmm.
Abused them. When they were younger,
mm-hmm.
and you know this, you're talking about 7 years, and
7 year children, seven year old boys,
7 years, 7 to around 11 years. You know that's you're very young,
mm-hmm.
and that becomes an abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys have really struggled.
Mm-hmm.
Now they didn't know the effect of. That abuse when they were young.
Mm.
But then as they've grown old and they've now gotten to a place where they have their own kids,
mm-hmm.
they started having PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
They started having visions mm-hmm. of their children being abused.
What? Mm-hmm. Like that's the story?
Yeah, that's how it's... That's where it got to and that they had to come out. They don't really necessarily know what happened. Like, they don't necessarily know what happened to them. Has been happening to them because they've now gotten to a place where they can't just move on with their life. They can't do the things that they love, and it's as a result of the abuse that happened to them when they were young. Mm. And you know, most people who are either abused or molested never and do not speak about it,
mm-hmm.
never move from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They never move from it. When I was young,
mm-hmm.
I had an abuse.
You want to say you're still young?
Mm-hmm. When I was young, I'm still young. Mm-hmm. 70, 30.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was young, I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
I had a case where there's someone who almost molested me.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a very close person mm-hmm. to the family.
Mm.
And I think what helped me
mm-hmm.
was the fact that when immediately I got home,
mm-hmm.
I managed to get away and got home. When I got home, I told my mom
mm-hmm.
and my auntie mm-hmm. who had the house.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy came.
Mm-hmm.
He followed me.
Mm-hmm.
So when he got to the house, my mom immediately reacted.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and then this guy was like, oh, you know, I was molested when I was a child and blah, blah, blah. And I've carried this thing through.
Through. Uh-huh.
And now it's disturbing me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've said this because now when I grew up and that story, because this guy was from church and
mm-hmm.
all this, we never took that kiss anywhere. Like it, mm-hmm. we never made it a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
How church deals with things, and so I had to see this. I've seen this guy
mm-hmm.
growing up, and I still see him to date.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some time we were doing some project with Sifa, and this guy is among the best
proposal writers
mm-hmm. in this country. He writes mm-hmm. proposals for MPs and guys in parliament. He's always in parliament writing this.
Those are the MPs,
yeah. So we needed him to help us in some certain proposal writing. And at that point, I was thinking, I was like, have I really forgiven this guy? Because
mm-hmm.
I can't even talk to him for long. Like, and you know, he's just like, oh, now, you know, hey, you know, he knows what he did.
The guy is Dutch.
Yeah, you know, he knows what he did. And
he's touchy.
Yeah, he's so touchy.
You know him.
He's one of those people, man.
And you don't know if you've forgiven him really, or you've just put it in the back burner. So I'm looking at this man.
Mm-hmm.
How does he forgive
mm-hmm.
the wife?
Mm-hmm.
He's served time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been years
mm-hmm.
in prison.
And then you know. Imagine African setting, the kind of stigma. Just imagine the pressure. You know, even time is time, eh? But just imagine your parents.
Yeah.
Your uncles. Because we are community people.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine just knowing that, you know, it's your daughter that you preyed on.
Mm.
Because again, people tend to believe the victim more than they believe anyone that looks like has power,
the perpetrator,
or is older, or
yeah. This is a very, I think it's a very difficult situation, and the only way you get to understand such a thing and come through it is if you are in the situation, like. You can give advice to this guy on how to forgive him, forgive the wife, even forgive the daughter to an extent. But the only way you get to understand the level of pain, the level of rejection, whatever it is he's going through, is if you are going through this situation by yourself. And it doesn't get any better, because you know, it's one thing for a relative to do such a thing to you. It's another thing for a friend to do such a thing to you, and then it's another thing for your wife to do this. And especially because it's money related. Like that is so, it's so painful. So I don't know how you come to that place where you forgive. It's a very tough thing to do. And but I think one of the things, if you come through and decide to forgive people, no matter how long it takes, eventually you will get to forgive them. But that's just the thing. You need to decide. I am willing, and I'm moving forward to forgive the people who've done this to me. And then you begin that process, no matter how hard it is. But that's the first thing. I'm deciding to forgive the people who've done this to me. But it's not something you wish to be in. It's not a situation you want to be in so that you can know how to deal with it. It's not even a situation you want someone to come to you for you to advise them or counsel them, because at some point you're like, what? I'm not even qualified. Because if you look back and look at the things that you have gone through in life, unakuwa like, what? Maisha yangu imekuwa poa. Like, I've had a good life. I don't know what it is to be in this position. So, And I don't know what gets into people for people to I don't know what gets into people. I don't know how you sit down and just decide, you know what, we will say that your father raped you, so that we can get this money.
Yeah, we can get this money and do situation. It's I think the reason is this. It's just simple. It's a fallen world. We live in a fallen world, and men, if your anchor is not strong, if you're not anchored, a lot of things, because easy vitu zitakuja, there are so many. I remember looking at him, and I could tell he's a believer in a way. If you notice, even when he was talking about the daughter and the family and everyone else, even before he says he has forgiven them, you just had this feeling that this man is free. And he says that he prayed to God that God takes away stress from him. Because the moment he gets stressed, that's it. We've been on a mission at committee prisons. There are so many stories. There are some people who are there doing life because of negligence. Of one police officer could not just do their job right.
Manze.
Yani, he just took something as small as that. And this man, because he doesn't have money or power or anything, that's the end of it. You know. And I was showing Ebe James, the book of James.
Oh.
There's something about the book of James. Not Bishop. The book of James, and I'll read it. And as I'm reading it, there's what forgiveness does for the person that asks for forgiveness. I know that even from the people listening, because I could just imagine, as I was looking at them, I could just imagine ni wapi mali ni menda wrong ama nilo I connive
wivo
mtu. You understand? There are times when you have done things and you're wondering, wow, now how, what will happen? For me, I thank God because of the lady who came and said to the dad, I am sorry.
Yeah.
This and this was it. And immediately I saw this scripture. It's James chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for God, or pray to God and pray for each other, sorry, so that you may be healed. So confess your sin, therefore, to one another and pray for each other that you may be healed. Then the Bible continues to say the prayers of the righteous person is powerful and effective. Okay? And every time I look at that scripture, it tells you that there's the other side of forgiveness that everyone needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's the forgiveness. You need to be forgiven. You need to ask for forgiveness. And you also need to forgive, okay? And as you come closer, there's where you repent your sins to God, but then there's where you have to confess it to another man. Because God gives you forgiveness, but man gives you healing. So when you confess to someone, you get it. I've never had that expression, I just needed to get it off my chest. When you get it off your chest, there's a healing that happens in that process. So whatever it is, I remember there's a time and I've never met those guys to forgive them. Okay, and this story probably, I don't even think you guys have heard it.
Let us be the judge of that.
There was a time I was coming from the journey, Ascent. I was with my friend, his name is Nash. I was his best man at his wedding.
Hey, and as we walking, best man.
Hey, man. There's a time I was in almost everyone's wedding. Until my baba told me he'll never shave me again if I'm going to be me. He refused to shave.
You call groomsman for hire.
So, but we were walking. This was before he was even married and all that. And so as we are coming down Nairobi University Way, we are coming down. We have just passed Anniversary Towers. Right there were two guys. One of them was a bodybuilder. Yani, that guy was huge. He was big. He was taller. And he had muscles. He was that guy. And then there was another gentleman. And it's like they were both drunk. But the other gentleman was more drunk. So as we are walking and we are coming down, this guy comes to me. You remember I had dreadlocks. Long hair. So as he's coming to me, this guy stops me. And he stops us. So we stop. And no, first of all, he was talking. He was using a very bad language. He was like F. In his conversation. And you know, wherever we will be with you, and anyone uses those words, I will stop them.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Mm. They don't need to be talking to me. So I think I stopped and I said, no, why are you using that language? If you're going to use that language, then walk on the other side. Because it's like they were following us. They were also going their way, but they were following us. So this guy is like, oh, I'm very sorry. Wow, Kwani, you're saved. So I'm like, yeah, me, I'm born again. And I thought it was a conversation. So the other guy that he was with goes like two steps and he's almost like he begins to cry, like he's sad and something like that. So then this guy looks at me and he tells me that he's jealous because I'm talking to you. So of course me, I'm like, ah, these people are drunk. It didn't even hit me.
Now who's crying? The bodybuilder?
No, the other guy.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Crying at his. So he tells me he's jealous because, hey, and you guy, you look good. Then he starts to touch me. So he held me like this and even kissed me on my cheek. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
We're laughing because on the day we had this conversation, remember the day we were in Rwaka and we were having this conversation of how guys have hitted on us.
You didn't say a thing.
Hitted.
You didn't say a thing.
Hit on us.
Have hitted.
It was not a good environment.
It's heat.
There were ladies around.
Now the world is around. Continue.
I'm sorry. No, but Ebe opened up, and so I feel like let me also open up. Now my friend Nash. Nash was so shocked. So me, I'm fighting my way out. Like literally I'm fighting. This guy is like, it's like an elephant trying to maul an antelope. Like, so I'm fighting my way up. I'm throwing punches, but then I discover if this guy starts to throw punches, I'll probably sleep. And that would be worse. So I'm pushing him away. Nash is shocked, and instead of coming in to help me, he starts speaking in tongues. he's speaking in tongues loudly. And so the other guy is crying over there, and this guy's like, no, please, you know, Streamy, I like you. You know, hey, me, I've never seen. In fact, even you see him now, he will not even hear my story again. Mini me achana nae, nini. Apo, kando ya anniversary towers. Tulivrutana mpaka we came to Alliance Fonse. Until other guys now, there was a group of guys passing. That's when now he let me go. Like it was that bad. And looking forward, I've never had the time to forgive him. Okay, yeah. I've forgiven him, but I can't even remember his face.
Mm-hmm.
So I've not had the time to tell him that I've forgiven him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now, even for me to come out and talk about it, it means that it has been some level
of
growth. Because these things, if you are defiled when you are young, if anything happens to you, and then you put it down under the carpet, then you will start reacting to things. And by the time we are dealing with you, because I've sat in a lot of counseling sessions, most of the time, now I know, but before I would really struggle. The first 4 years I would really struggle. But now I know when we are talking, when I'm dealing with a symptom and not the real issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So someone tells you, oh, you know, one time in a school I went and this lady was telling me that I have so much money, I want to die. So in my head, I'm like, first of all, I was so broke. And I'm like, wow, I wish I could have this problem. Like, this is a problem. Mm. Having so much money is a problem I want to have now. But then as we are talking, I tell myself, no, something is wrong. You cannot want to commit suicide because of the money. Then something just hit me and I ask her, how is your dad doing? And it's like, I don't know. He just comes here, he drops money, and then they leave. So I'm like, this could be the reason. This person doesn't have a relationship.
Yeah.
So, and that's the problem of putting things under the knee. Is that sometimes it comes out, and when you're looking at the symptoms, they are totally different, and they can get you into a lot more trouble.
Yeah.
But if you can be able to speak it, there's healing that comes when you confess.
When you confess, true.
It might not be a sin, because it's something that was done to you.
Mm.
But if you're holding it, it has now become a sin.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Like unforgiveness is sin.
Mm-hmm.
Unforgiveness in sin. So if you're holding it, it has now become a sin. You'd rather come out and say, man, there's someone that I'm struggling to forgive, and it's because of A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
You know? And when you do that, then you begin to discover and find healing.
Amen.
Mm.
Wow. Mm.
The devil always looks for a foothold.
Afisa ataka kumaliza. Jongea
all this time finished. No, it's okay. Yeah. Last one. Alafu na nyamaza. The devil, the Bible says, do not give the devil a foothold.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that is why if you keep quiet, what you're doing is that you're giving him a space. So now he'll be telling you, you know, already you've been defiled. After will you even have children?
Mm.
Will ABCD happen to you? You are raped when you're here. And this is why this thing is happening. So you find yourself either going into depression or doing the very same thing that you hated. So you find most people who are defiled are defiling other children because they kept it so much that now it has driven them to do the exact same thing that they hated.
Yeah.
I know of a guy called Omosh. We didn't grow up together. He was older than me. I grew up. The dad used to beat the mom mercilessly, like it was bad, for years. And we knew. Then he got married. I was still young. This guy would be beating the wife even with a hammer.
What?
Like it was that bad.
Okay.
So he hated it so much that it became just like it. Yeah. And that's the problem of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness has a high potential of bringing a reputation. Only this time the change of the character is that the person now is you.
Yeah. Mm. And you know what you've said is very correct. Because, you know, it got to a point because... And that's when I decided that I'm never going to keep quiet about this. It's because it got to a point where I started thinking in my mind, this guy, when my mom was giving him a beating, he said that it's as a result of what happened to me as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So I started asking myself, will this also be a case for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Will this follow me? Like, you know, because
once it was,
and then now it even became worse when now this, you know, there's a very big gay community in this country, and many people don't speak about it, but it's there, it's existent, and then now you have normal guys who are now in your inbox, these queer guys. And it, like, you know, and you start asking yourself.
There's a guy who alikuanga na ni inbox, mbaka saizi, hey dear.
You know? And the people in public light.
Okoengi.
Yeah.
Okoengi.
The people in public light and they have that facade, so they feel like, because I am the leader of this and this, and this is something that you're interested in, that you will now fall into it. You've just said the right thing that, if that has been a case, and if these guys, because you know, you see these guys who were molested by Michael Jackson, they had the opportunity to speak out against it, but because they felt like they are protecting this guy, they never spoke about it. And so now when they are speaking about it, you know, the blacks in America make things look like the world is against them. So now it's, oh, now you're killing our heroes. And now they're forgetting that this act in itself has really affected these guys mentally. That they have to come out. It has nothing to do with money and things of that sort. So if it happens to you today, speak about it.
So no matter how
it
hard,
gives you healing,
no matter how hard that is,
and helps you forgive faster.
Wow. It happens to you today.
It happens to you today.
Today. Speak out.
Speak out.
Fungua roho yako.
Speak loud.
Ongea.
Be hard.
Be hard.
Speak especially out. For the men.
Pray for you.
Yeah. Because it's harder for
especially
men to speak
men,
out
especially
more than women. Wow. I saw something yesterday. Ilikuwa inasema hii slogan ya happy wife.
Life.
Happy wife, happy life.
Mm.
And then ilikuwa inasema happy spouse, happy house. And then it says men need to be happy too. Hey girls.
Wow.
Wow.
Men need to be happy too.
Well, they're amazing conversations right here on our perspective. Thank you guys so much for your thoughts and your honesty.
And if you have been defiled, you've gone through anything like that,
yeah.
Kindly kindly reach out to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Victory Service underscore Kenya. Sifa underscore Simba.
Yeah.
Ah, Fisa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's A underscore Fisa.
And Omondi J.
Yeah.
On our social.
How do you say my ako?
The Omondi J.
Django underscore Salim. And if you're a man out there and you have those issues and you need prayer.
No, counsel.
And counsel? No, if you need counsel.
Mm.
If you need counsel.
And prayer.
We out here.
And then prayer.
And we will pray for you.
Wow, man. That's Anteni Sana, guys. We need to wind up. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Wale ambao mekwa mnasikiza for those few weeks. Remember,
I think we'll have a conversation about this gay community in this
country. We're actually going to I feel like we need to carry on this conversation. Probably talk about it next week.
We'll pick it up from next week.
And maybe we can have a representative
of the gay community. It's going to cause
we love it. Don't suggest.
No one.
Omosh is getting uncomfortable, so.
No, we can bring Omosh's.
Yeah. You know, he's just relieved that moment.
Precisely why. I do not share about
I've never told Rhonda.
She knows.
Hey, manze, guys. And yeah, thank you so much for.
At least it will younger kuyusu.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, nice.
So guys, when you meet the apostle out there, don't make fun of him. Just
embrace him.
Just embrace him.
Hug him.
Give him a hug.
Fun of him, I slay you.
Come on, hug him.
I'll slay you.
Yes, Anteni Sana. This has been our perspective. Do have yourselves a lovely Sunday, lovely Monday, lovely Tuesday, lovely every day of the week. In studio today has been Jungle Surreal.
Yes, sir.
Joseph Omondi.
Sifa
Simba.
What up, what up, what up?
Your main man, Afisa. Do have yourselves a lovely day.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Good morning.
Good day.
Good morning.
Have a nice day.
Good afternoon.
Good night.
Good afternoon. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.